Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pomoja Hall. Welcome on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce. My name's Mark Tuvey. I'm the Chairman of the Chamber. Extend a very warm welcome on behalf of all the board directors this evening. And a big, very big thank you to Seven Oaks School for hosting the event this evening. And of course to our panellists and everybody involved. Thank you indeed. I'd like to personally thank the board of directors, in fact, for volunteering their time in supporting the Chamber. In particular, Andrea Starbuck, who's here, who's dedicated an enormous amount of time in terms of getting this together. Thank you, Andrew, for that. And, of course, our Chamber Development Manager, Julie Phillips, who's at the back, who's also our lifeblood of the Chamber. Those of you who are not familiar with the work of the Chamber, we are a growing, dynamic and long-established chamber in the town and based in Seven Oaks, and we're here to support the business community through networking, events and in support of the economic development of the town. If you have a business and would like to know more about what we do, then by all means Google Seven Oaks Chamber, look at our contact details or speak to any of the members of the board who are here tonight and find out more about what we do. We are here to support through networking events, I say. We've got our regular first Wednesday event, which some of you I know have already come to, which we host and move around the town. It's a very sociable mid-morning event where we attract 50 or 60 people. We have our end-of-month curry nights now, which we have on the last Tuesday of every month. And we have our summer reception we're about to launch in July at Chevening. In between times, we have our private dining experience with Susanna Schofield at the Vine Restaurant and our golf day. So any of you interested in golf, we have our charity golf day, which we're running at Nisles in June. If you are keen on Twitter, then I would advise you to use our hashtag for the evening, which is as follows, the number 7 Oaks EU debate, which we'll be following, and Paul will be also following here as well. And also our actual chamber tag is at number 7 Oaks Chamber. We work on behalf of the business community where our members' input helps to shape the future of the Chamber and the direction in which we head. And this was very much the feedback we got from our members that this was a requirement to do a debate like this, and that's what we're here tonight. So it's a big step for us. We are, as I say, changing the format of the Chamber, so it's a new event for us, a new format, but I do hope you enjoy it and get some value from it as well. To sort of gauge your feedback on the event and your views either way, what we'd like you to do possibly is at the end of the evening, on the way out the door, to throw a coin into one of the buckets, yes, no, or undecided, and we can then get a straw poll of how people are viewing. Two aspects to that. One is we can then use the unit value of every coin to judge where you are, and also the value of the donations will go to charity, and we'll announce a charity in due course. Of course, if you look back over the history of where we are now and the timeline to where we are today, it was actually 6100 BC when a massive tsunami allowed Britain to physically break free of mainland Europe. If we fast forward to 1802, when a French mining engineer put forward a proposal to link the countries again with a tunnel, but it wasn't actually until the 22nd of May 1991 that when a physical link was once again forged between Britain and Europe in the form of a Eurotunnel. In between all this, of course, there was the creation of the European Community. In 1946, Winston Churchill called for a kind of United States of Europe. March the 25th, 1957, saw the European Community being formed. And in 1961, the UK actually applied to join. But it wasn't until January 1973, 43 years ago, that we finally joined. But most significantly, on the 5th of June 1975, the UK held the EEC referendum, where it was promised that people would decide through the ballot box whether to remain in the EEC, with the interesting result that 67% of them in favour, with a 65% turnout. So it'll be interesting to see how we go with our future one. This was the first ever referendum that was held throughout the United Kingdom. And here we are today, 41 years after the last referendum, that we prepare to cast our vote on the 23rd of June 2016. And it is important that we all vote for the benefit of future generations as much as our own, with a particular focus on encouraging young adults who are about to embark on their journey to the workplace, helping to discuss, review, and make their own balanced judgment on what future lies ahead in our relationship with Europe. There is, of course, no undecided, no don't know, no tactical voting. When we stand in the ballot box, we'll be faced with one simple option: in or out. So without further ado, let's proceed with tonight's event and introduce the man who has the unenviable challenge of managing our panelists and audience questions. He is a serial entrepreneur, having run numerous successful businesses in Kent. He is hugely supportive of the Kent business community and also runs his own radio station where he broadcasts his weekly show, The Business Bunker, which I would encourage you to listen to. And also to give his valuable time up this evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Paul Andrews.
Thank you. Hold on. Good evening. Thank you for that, Mark. Welcome, everybody, to the Sevenoaks Chamber EU debate. In a moment, I'm going to introduce our panel members to you. But I want to kind of tell you what the format of the evening is going to be, and we'll try to follow this as closely as we can. These things don't always work out that way. The first issue that we're going to face is when we're talking to you, the audience, and asking for your input, we don't have boom mics here. So we're going to have someone placed strategically in the staircase at each side who will repeat your question, and they're going to do that from two points of view. They're going to repeat it on the mic so that everyone can hear the question. And also, we're recording this event for possible later broadcasts, and we need to make sure we capture the right data. So that's what we're going to do. And in order to speed the event up so we don't take an eternity to do this, we'll take two or three questions from the audience before I take them back to the panel, and then the panel can address the questions that come up, if everybody's happy with that. So first of all, I'd like to introduce our panel. Firstly, with the Remain group, we have Mr. Hugo Dixon, and he's a columnist and entrepreneur. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of InFacts, a journalistic enterprise making the fact-based case for Britain to stay in the EU. He writes a regular column on political economy for the International New York Times. He writes for Reuters and Breaking Views. He also writes for the Financial Times, The Guardian, and other publications. His most recent book, as you may have seen in the foyer, is The In-Out Question, Why Britain Should Stay in the EU and Fight to Make It Better. He founded Breaking Views in 1999, and he was editor-in-chief and chairman until it was acquired by Thomson Reuters in 2009, and he continued to edit it until 2012. Mr. Hugo Dixon, on the right hand. If you could give him a wave, Hugo, so they know who you are. Okay. Lovely, thank you. On the Remain panel, he's joined by Tobin Bird, and Tobin is a Kent sheep farmer who's also diversified into some niche enterprises. He produces oak-smoked, air-dried legs of lamb for Kent and London wholesalers. He hosts school visits and trains dogs not to chase sheep. And he's been featured on The One Show and BBC South East News. He also runs outdoor youth events for his local church, in which he has a leadership role, and he preaches in local churches. Tobin, a quick wave, please. Thank you. And also on the Remain side is Tina Bergen. And Tina is the managing director of Unicomp, a long-established family-run business based in Borough Green, which has extensive supplier and customer relationships throughout the UK and Europe. Having studied economics at Southampton University, Tina completed an MBA at the Open University in 2003 and an LLB in 2011. Welcome, Tina. That's the Remain panel. On the Leave panel, we have Daniel Hannan, MEP. Daniel's a British politician, journalist and author who is a member of the European Parliament representing South East England for the Conservative Party. He's also the Secretary General of the Alliance of European Conservatives and Reformists and is an advocate of localism and an EU sceptic. Daniel. Daniel is joined by John Sayer. He's over 40 years business experience in business to business, in advertising, marketing and sales. He began in advertising and printing with Ogilvy & Mather and the Hanson Trust Group before spending many years in senior management with Rank Xerox and Canon in both domestic and international markets. For the past 12 years, John has been running his own marketing agency, Jazz Marketing, and it runs a highly successful Musley Mafia breakfast networking events. John also manages the West Kent area for the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. He's interested in all types of sport, including football, cricket, and he plays golf. He's a keen guitarist, and he's also a qualified referee. John. No. Somebody booed then when I said you were a referee. I don't know why that was.
I've used it.
And last but not least, on the leave side, is Mr. Chris Brown. Chris has been self-employed since 1988 after a largely successful career in financial services. He decided to follow his passion for helping others and left financial service to become a conduit for change. After studying clinical hypnosis, NLP, neuroscience, psychology, mindset, human behaviour and body language, he is known as the Mindset Man. A mindset expert, he works with groups and one-to-one with clients on anything from self-esteem to confidence through to anxiety, stress, addiction and PTSD. In addition, he advises and mentors businesses, normally at board level, on mindset, performance, anxiety, stress in the workplace. Chris also works with children building self-esteem and confidence, and you can find out more about him by going to his website, which is inspirebrilliance.co.uk. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our panel for this evening. I'd like to start off, and I know Mark mentioned the buckets that are going to collect money and business cards, but I'd like to start off for getting a feel for the makeup of our audience. Could we have a quick show of hands, please, for those people that are either inclined to or have already decided that they would like to remain in the EU? Thank you. And can we have the same show of hands for those people that decided or are fairly sure that they would like to leave? Fairly close. And those that are undecided? Oh, blimey. Okay. We've got a fairly split audience so far, so we shall see the outcome of today. What I've been asked to do as chair is to try to keep this debate on track. There's a couple of things that I'd like to mention. A big thank you to Sevenoaks School and the Space Theatre for providing this lovely venue. But please do remember we are in a school. So language, please, Timothy. Also, can we please, please, please play the bull and not the man? You know, let's debate the subject, but not be critical of people. Everybody has passionately held views, we understand that, but let's try to keep the debate on track and keep it at a reasonable level. I've been asked to try to put a framework around this in terms of the makeup of the audience. And what we're going to try to do is to address the issues primarily as they affect small and medium-sized businesses. And to that end, I've got four clusters of questions that I'm going to set. Okay, and the way that we're going to work this is I'm going to ask the question, I'm going to ask someone from one side of the panel to give their views, then someone from the other side, and so on, until we've heard from the panel members. Then we'll throw it open to the audience. And as I said, we'll take a few questions from the audience and then try to wrap them all into some sensible kind of format to let these guys answer it, and then we'll move on from there. So if everybody's happy with that, let's kick off.